For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning. I also want to remind you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Follow the link to the radio show. And I want to also remind you that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements, and they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, another reminder that Village Green has a resource for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via lab findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. It's called IQUHealth.com. IQYOUHealth.com. Please go on the site and learn about what's available for you and your health. And the term they use is epibiogenetics, which I think is a brilliant term to describe looking at every aspect of your history, your health, your genomics, your current symptoms, and then finding that blueprint. And that's what you get out of this, a blueprint of your current health issues and predispositions. Findings and recommendations can be shared with your healthcare providers. So just a reminder, IQUHealth.com. Now, as I said, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Our guest today is Dr. Melissa Carullo. She's a naturopathic doctor with extensive experience in biological medicine, endocrinology, and blending traditional and naturopathic medicine in sports. Our subject today is extremely important. It's about important nutrients for prenatal health, and we are going to discuss that. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carullo.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks for having me again on the show.
Yes, we always learn from you, and I'm looking forward to this discussion. As you know, it's one of my favorite subjects, preconception, prenatal. So talk to us about what's new in prenatal care and what people can talk to their doctors about and what they can do to assure a safe and healthy pregnancy.
Yeah, Dana, I'm not sure if it's new or if we're just, starting to use that research and the statistics that are available to make changes. I think what we see is that as we have advances in healthcare, really we're still seeing the same statistics, right? We see miscarriages rates that are still over 20%. We have babies that are born too large, too small. Gestational diabetes is still taking place. So our stats are still increasing. They're not changing. And we have all this available to us. We should be changing some of these and becoming healthier in this prenatal care. The idea is to try and focus on prenatal care, make it a priority, and really start, maybe 6 to 4 months before trying to conceive to get the mom and dad on track with health. And maybe doing some of the blueprints you talked about, a full panel of labs, see what's really taking place in their individual health so that we can change their outcomes for the future.
Well said. And I'm really concerned and always have been about how low we rank with regard to optimum pregnancy outcomes. And that the neonatal death rate, I believe we're about 35, but that changes. Is that getting worse?
You know, it is getting worse, and it's more the prediction for, you know, the next decade, which is not optimal, that's for sure. And even the new generation, like, overall, we're predicted to live a shorter life than our parents. So, you know, kind of scary since we have, again, all these advances. You know, you wonder what's happening.
Yes, especially when we have a sophisticated healthcare system. It seems an anachronism to me that we are so poor in the outcome for pregnancy. What do you see as the major underlying causes of poor outcomes with pregnancy?
Right. So, you know, there's a whole host of different things to take into account. You know, we look at age. Most men and women, that maternal paternal age now has just increased. You know, majority of individuals are looking to start a family, you know, well into their 30s, sometimes early 40s versus their 20s as it was a couple decades ago. So that already is putting risk for mom and dad. You know, we're looking at, as we age, things change. There's more stress in our lives now. Mom or dad may have more than one diagnosis already taking place. Environmental exposures, as you mentioned, movement. As we age, things just get complicated. So it's kind of like that cumulative effect of everything, and really evaluating all those factors for that one person or that couple, and how they're playing into that prenatal situation or picture for them.
Well, you always explain things so clearly, and that preconception period of time is so important. Years ago, decades ago, by the time a woman got to the doctor, she was 2 or 3 months pregnant. And then starting on supplements that were appropriate to pregnancy. We know more now, certainly, and the importance of preconception. So tell us what kind of advice you give your clients that want to get pregnant, especially if they're older and especially if they've had some difficult pregnancies before.
Yeah, so I think that we really just need to take it down to basics. You know, we tell them, let's take a little bit of a break from trying to conceive. You know, give us 4 to 6 months, again, to do like a review, an overall review of your health, your status currently. And let's really look at where your deficiencies are, where we can make improvements so that we can optimize your chances of getting pregnant, but then also optimize the health of the offspring. Because again, we know, you know, for example, when we look at genetic research, there's clear evidence that childhood obesity is very highly linked to mom's environmental exposures when she's pregnant. And then both mom and dad's exposure in months prior to conception. So, you know, that's really powerful. That tells us right there that we really just need to stop, step back, and, you know, do a little work before we try to get down to business.
And it isn't easy. I am thrilled that we have genomic information, and it certainly helps. I focus on autism as an important mm-hmm. part of my practice. And we have many parents who have had a child with autism. They want to have another child, and we have the advantage of having the workup that was done for the child with autism, and
right.
we have the genomics. So what we do is we test the parents in the same manner mm-hmm. and manipulate the plasticity of the gene variants so that the parents can be in the optimum health. As far as we currently know, and I say that mm-hmm. very clearly because 5 years from now, we'll think we were in the dark today. I don't think we're at the pinnacle. We're aiming for it. And then we treat the parents. Now, there's no guarantee because gene plasticity can be neutral, harmful, or helpful. And we may not know what's in the background. what else the person is exposed to that we don't know about in order to stop, mm-hmm. like radon. That's, you know, kind of a common thing that people don't know they're being exposed unless they do the testing. And there's so many other things in the environment. So keep the conversation going. I like what you have to say.
Yeah, so we can, you know, not turn this into autism, but I'll just put a little punch in there for autism because, you know, about 1 in 59 children now have been identified along the spectrum, and it's 4 times more prevalent in males than females. And again, most of the identified correlations are, as you mentioned, genetic factors, environmental factors. It could be vitamin or mineral deficiencies, but then also how the environment of their mom and dad interact with their genetics. So, you know, again, we just have all things coming from every angle. So again, it's just important to just kind of know what we're dealing with and make a map, right? Make a map. Let's see. And it's going to be different for everyone. That's why there is no black and white protocol. You know, it's important to have a variety of vitamins, minerals. Not one thing's better than the other. It's really about that unique genetic picture.
Yes, well said. And I always call the art of supplementation, it's based on science, but it's like making a proper stew. Each component is important. They don't stand alone. And if you threw a carrot in boiling water, you wouldn't think that was a stew. That's one component. And I think that this is relatively new to the medical community, because when we're dealing with medications, we tend to do one medication at a time, see how it functions, does it help. But it's like the fingers on your hand. Each one, each digit alone is not that good, but the hand together is a remarkable miracle. And I like to use that metaphor. So thank you for what you're sharing. And for those of you who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Melissa Carew.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognosure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognosure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognosure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognosure. Remember Cognosure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you experience occasional sleeplessness? Pure Encapsulations Sleep Solution offers a unique blend of magnesium, glycine, thiamine, and melatonin to support relaxation, sleep onset, and healthy sleep quality to encourage restful sleep throughout the night. This convenient single-serve, ready-to-drink bottle is designed for easy on-the-go use, perfect for all your summer travel. Sleep Solution can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions, guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, our guest today is Dr. Melissa Carullo. She's a naturopathic doctor and has extensive experience on biological medicine, endocrinology, and blending traditional and naturopathic medicine in sports. Today, we're talking about important nutrients for prenatal health. Now, in our first segment, Dr. Carullo, you explained how the environment for both the father and the mother, the potential parents, is extremely important. We talked about age, health conditions. Is there anything you want to add to that part of the discussion?
I don't think so, Dana. Just that, you know, my hope is that I really turn listeners into thinking along the lines of, you know, fertility and preconception care really should be a core foundation aspect of medicine and something they think about before trying to conceive, you know, just for better outcomes, optimizing the outcomes of their offspring and future generations.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. As I said, this is my favorite subject to talk about. And we see the differences in families who pay attention to this. You did mention that parents, adults, as well as children, are experiencing more problems, more health problems than in the past, and that the current generation of children is the first generation that will unlikely achieve a longevity that their parents may have enjoyed. Did I say that correctly? Can you expand on that?
For sure. You did say that correctly. They essentially will not live as long as their parents did. And it could be for many reasons, deficiencies in vitamins or nutrients. It could have to do with just the stress that is passed down in their genetic imprint from their parents and how that can be setting them up for a picture of disease later on in life, cardiovascular disease, immune dysfunction. It really could be anything which could shorten their lifespan later on. So to think that what's passed down, that maternal DNA, really is setting that imprint for what you may or may not express later on in life is super profound. So these are things that we really need to consider and support future baby.
Yes, yes, very well said. So important. So what can two potential parents do in preparation as far as diet and lifestyle? What specific advice would you have for a couple wanting to become pregnant?
Yeah, so maybe we should just start with diet. That's always important, and people forget about it, right? So, you know, you are what you eat, as they say, and what we eat now is going to affect fetal development, our baby genetic behavior. We call that fetal programming. And, of course, we want to eat whole foods, have a variety of different fruits, vegetables, whole grains, meat, and to make sure that we're getting all our macros and micronutrients. If we can decrease the amount of processed foods we're taking in, that's going to ultimately decrease the amount of toxins or pollutants that are getting into our bodies to keep us a little bit cleaner.
Yes, that's very important. That fetal programming is affected by the diet and the obviously the environment, particularly of the mother. What are some of the hazards that can disturb the way fetal programming goes, whether it's in a positive way or a negative way?
Okay, so you know, let's talk about some positives first. So positives would be some nutrients, which we'll get into later. So vitamins, nutrients, regular exercise would be very helpful. Maybe meditation, something for relaxation to take down stress levels. So that's always positive on the outcome. Versus negative, this would be pollutants, any medications, chronic infections, chronic stress, just our state of mind in general, right? If we live in an environment where our blood pressure is higher, we're nervous, we're stressed out, it's going to have a negative impact on us overall. Versus somewhere where we feel love, acceptance, and stress free.
Yes, as much as one can be. That's right. a big challenge across the board, especially in modern times. So you've covered as far as the environmental issues for fetal programming. The processed food issue is important, and I always advocate organic, as I know you do, because you're getting away from the processing and the additives and preservatives and coloring and flavoring, which are excitotoxins and not helpful. It's too excitatory. So let's talk a little bit about specific nutrients and their role. My favorite one is magnesium. Do you want to talk about magnesium?
Sure. Yeah, magnesium is helpful all around, whether baby's mom ahead of time. Magnesium is used in more than 300 reactions alone in the brain. It's a cofactor for so many neurotransmitters. Most of us think of magnesium as that muscle relaxant. It helps us when we may be backed up or constipated, but we really forget about how important it is for brain development and assisting with that brain development. Definitely something that most individuals are deficient in. It's usually either second or third on their list. B6 happens to be one of the top nutrient deficiencies. And magnesium is depleted with stress. So it's kind of that vicious circle. It's something that we can think of that most individuals will probably need on an ongoing basis.
Yes, definitely. I know that women who have the optimum magnesium for them, because this is an individual difference, of course, they tend to go through the pregnancy full term, not go into early labor, not experience as much the hypertension that's such a problem. And what I love is that this is preventable. It's not that complicated. Between a lot of vegetables and greens and fruits and taking magnesium, it can make a world of difference.
Absolutely. And most of those foods you just named, you're getting so much more than just the magnesium content, which probably together, again, they're synergistic, right? They help prevent that preeclampsia or the hypertension you were speaking of, gestational diabetes, et cetera. So, yeah, very synergistic, great nutrients. We don't always have to supplement it, like you said. We can eat well and get quite a bit from good, nutritious food as well.
Yes, and I'm experiencing in my practice what I see as an increase in the incidence of diabetes during pregnancy. And that, again, is diet and nutrient-related. During pregnancy, there's a significant loss of chromium. One of my professors at Maryland, Richard Anderson, is the world expert in chromium, and he educated physicians and nutritionists for years about the importance of chromium in preventing gestational diabetes. But, of course, that's not the only nutrient.
Yeah, in fact, one of the additions to the Plus One supplements was L-carnitine. There's abundance of evidence now showing that, there's a deficiency in L-carnitine in most pregnant women, and then this can lead to insulin resistance and ultimately gestational diabetes. Again, we know that protein's hard to, incorporate in the diet or to get enough of. especially when females have morning sickness or they're fatigued. And so, you know, that could be part of the situation as well. They kind of want to go towards that comfort food and eat carbohydrates. But yeah, we are seeing a deficiency in L-carnitine, so that also could contribute.
Tell us more about the Plus One supplement.
Yeah, the Plus One supplement is what we call a prenatal pack. So it's basically a 30-day supply, and it's everything which is important that mom should have every day, you know, before conceiving, while trying to conceive, and then postpartum and into breastfeeding. She can take it as, you know, up to 1 or 2 years after. So it's very helpful. It's multivitamin, multinutrients. There's essential fatty acids and, you know, certain ingredients that we here at Metagenics feel are important in supporting everything we've talked to thus far, such as genetic variances, deficiencies, and supporting macro and micronutrients, so phytonutrients as well.
Yes, that's very thorough. And one of my pet peeves for many decades was that the prescription prenatal supplements had no magnesium, a lot of calcium relative to zero magnesium, and a lot of folic acid. We didn't use the active forms then, and not sufficient enough B12, B6, B2, other B vitamins for that balance in B vitamins. And it actually was the combination that was popular was really not that helpful. And I'm so glad to see that Metagenics has put out something so thorough. And I like the way you call it the prenatal pack. And I'm glad you're emphasizing that it's important to take it pre, during, post, during breastfeeding, because those nutrients are needed. The nutrient needs don't decrease once you have a baby and then you start nursing. They increase. So we're going to continue this conversation in the next segment. For those that have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're having a fascinating conversation with Dr. Melissa Carullo, and we are going to talk more about important nutrients for prenatal health. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. Please tune in next week for more information on healthy living. We're continuing this interesting conversation on important nutrients for prenatal health, and we're talking with Dr. Melissa Carullo. Can you please review some of what we said about magnesium, and let's talk about other important nutrients. I know they're in the Plus One prenatal pack that Metagenics makes. Let's talk about some of the individual items, nutrients that are in there.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, most importantly, we do have an active folate as part of the multi-mineral multivitamin. And this, you know, essentially we need to put a plug in for the active form because, you know, so many individuals are still being recommended for folic acid, and that's an artificial form. It's not useful until it's processed into its active usable form. And, you know, the problem is that this folic acid resembles folate. It combines to folate receptors and then block that ability of folate to get into the cell and become active. And we know we need folate. It helps reduce the incidence of neural tube defects. It helps make new and healthy red blood cells. So it's very important. If we look at individuals with methylation variants, in particular, certain MTHFR variants, we know that inadequate B vitamins and folate intake in mothers 3 months before and 1 month after conceiving can increase autism risk in their baby by over 500%. Just astounding.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's something that we have been looking at now. As I said earlier during the break, we didn't have the genomic information in the past and understand the gene variants and how they function. And that's been wonderful to be able to look not just at the labs, routine labs and more sophisticated functional nutrient testing, but to look at the genomics and taper the recommendations to that individual. I'm very pleased for the product you're talking about. And as far as methylation, it's probably one of the most important processes in the body. It affects the brain, development. Mm-hmm. Go on and talk more about methylation.
Absolutely. Yes, there's so many different components. And it's, you know, it's a cycle, right? It's a process. So we know that if at any point in that cycle, if we, you know, have one piece of that cycle not operating optimally, it will throw off subsequent energy production or different chemical reactions. Some research suggests that 50% of the population are genetically unable to properly convert our folate to active form, which is one of the, you know, first steps in the process. So if we have, you know, 50% of that population with that genetic variant, you know, we already have issues right from the get-go. So we really take this seriously, and we have that 5-methylfolate that is included in the formula, not just the MTHFR or folate in general.
Yes, that makes it superior, and I'm delighted that it's in there. I know that you also include the other B vitamins. I call them cofactors, part of the B vitamin mm-hmm. team. And what other nutrients do you want to focus on with regard to being so important in pregnancy? I know I think of vitamin D, but you may have others that you see more important in the in preventing pregnancy problems and improving pregnancy outcome.
Right. So, of course, we have vitamin D in the formula. You know, we're lucky that vitamin D, for the most part, is really well received now from both functional and conventional sides of the coin. It's some other nutrients, as you mentioned, that, you know, maybe we should touch on. Again, we already talked about L-carnitine because it helps fight blood sugar dysregulation and fatigue. It helps to transport fat into cells for energy. So, again, we're trying to help prevent that gestational diabetes late in the first trimester. We have an array of B vitamins, so B6, B12. Again, B6 is helpful for those individuals who may have morning sickness.
Yes.
B12 for making red blood cells, nerve cells, DNA. And again, B12 is right at the forefront of that MTHFR cycle. So without enough B12 as well as active folate, we really are throwing off the entire process. So it's important to have those nutrients.
Right. And that makes a huge difference in the pregnancy and certainly reduces the experience of nausea. Nausea and vomiting during the early part of pregnancy. That can be avoided. So
absolutely.
The carnitine is interesting, and I'm glad that you include it. It's so important for energy metabolism, and the vitamin mm-hmm. D is so important in development, and it's one of the most common deficiencies we see in autism is a vitamin D receptor defect. And we know the importance. Vitamin D is considered almost as important, if not equally important, as active folate. What other nutrients? I'm thinking of zinc being so important in development. Can you talk to us about zinc?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll touch on a few other interesting minerals, too. Zinc is also used as a cofactor in quite a few biochemical processes, not only in methylation, but also in the brain. It helps connect our cerebral cortex with the limbic system. So for those of you, those are, you know, intense, basically, organ systems that we're not going to get into, but just know that they're very, very important for brain connection. The limbic system really governs our mood, our emotions. It drives hunger, care for the offspring, very, very important. So we have zinc, iodine, and selenium are included. I think that often iodine is forgot about or not enough, a high enough dose. But we have to remember that it helps with thyroid. It makes, helps with thyroid hormone production, ultimately to regulate metabolism.
That's important. And thank you for bringing up the iodine. And we advise people to consume seafood, but we try to avoid the toxic seafood. And I've been promoting that people get the RAS technology seafood. That's fish. It's not crustaceans. It's fish that are grown in an aquarium the size of a building, and they are fed organically, and the sediment is removed. So it's like going back centuries to clean water that fish grow in. And I'm fascinated by it. It's relatively new, and there are units all over the country. And when I found this out last year, I was delighted, because if you consume fish from RAS, Recyclable Aquatic Systems Technologies, if you consume that, you're not having to worry about where the fish came from, what was it eating, is there more mercury there?
Right.
And it's amazing. I love what comes along and solves the problem. I love that necessity is the mother of invention, and that we've got a whole new industry. We've created a whole new industry, and it's very exciting. There's an area near us in West Virginia that has one of these technologies, the RAS technologies. But they ship their seafood, their fish, all over the place. And I'm looking at our local health food stores trying to see if they are using those and how they identify what it means, because this is a whole new label now. We've got many labels on seafood, and this is a whole new label. I call it non-polluted fish. That's just my own terminology.
Amazing.
Yes, and let's talk about the omega-3s briefly right now. It's so important.
Yeah, so in the past, we had the Wellness Essentials Pregnancy, and like I said, they've been upgraded to what we call Plus One now to reflect the changes in the research and to optimize the outcome, the statistical outcomes. So in the past, we always did have choline and omega-3 fatty acids, essential fatty acids, in the formula. We have increased the dose. Mendrix has increased the dose of choline from 175 milligrams to 450 milligrams.
Fabulous.
Just because, it is fabulous. Again, we know that a lot of individuals do have genetic variants and the ability to make phosphatidylcholine. And then also, because it's so important for brain health, right? And it's very hard for individuals, I think even harder than consuming protein in the diet, to consume enough good essential fatty acids. So we need it for brain development. It's one of the four methyl group donors, alongside other donors such as folate, methionine, betaine. So it's for DNA methylation and the formation of membranes that all the nutrients need to move in and out of throughout the body.
Yes, that's critical. And I'm delighted that you've increased the choline, because so many people have higher needs. And for many people, it's essential, which means they have to get it from the diet and or supplements because they don't make it. And that's an important fact. We're going to continue this conversation in the next segment. And if you've just joined us, folks, we are The Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for the hour. We're having a very interesting conversation with Dr. Melissa Carullo. We're talking about the important nutrients for prenatal health. We'll keep that conversation going. Stay with us. We'll be back after this brief break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. help maintain control while traveling, or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Magnesium is needed for more than 30 chemical activations, from metabolizing food for energy to muscle contraction. Although it plays a massive role in the body, it's also one of the most common nutrient deficiencies. Pure Encapsulations Magnesium Glycinate offers a highly absorbable and gentle form of this important nutrient, free from artificial ingredients, gluten, and GMOs. This product is available at Village Green Apothecary or online at myvillagegreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I am here every Sunday morning. Tune in next Sunday. We'll be talking more about healthy living. We give you lots of good information all about you and your health. And our guest today is Dr. Melissa Carullo. She's a naturopathic doctor with extensive experience in biological medicine, endocrinology, and blending traditional and naturopathic medicine in sports. Our subject is important nutrients for prenatal health, and we've been talking about that since we started this segment. And I want, Melissa, if you could go back and just summarize a little bit of what we talked about, because we did talk about the diet and toxins, all of the environment, the impact it has on the ability to be fertile and for pregnancy to have optimum outcomes, and then more specifically about the nutrients.
Sure. So, yeah, we covered a lot in such a short period of time, but, you know, we really started to discuss how we want to look at the entire picture. We want to look at mom and dad, not just mom alone. We want to start, you know, mapping out that unique health picture for both mom and dad 4 to 6 months before they start trying to conceive. And the reason for that is because of all the factors that influence the genetic outcome of the offspring. So mom and dad's specific genetics, how they interact with the environment, you know, diet, lifestyle, pollutants, toxins. So everything really can and sometimes does have an effect, not all at once, but can sway that genetic variance one way or the other. So, again, we want to look at this ahead of time so we can make the best changes. And that, you know, really goes towards the point of the prenatal packs, how they're used before trying to conceive, while mom's pregnant, and then post-pregnancy as well. So while she's breastfeeding, or even, you know, 1 or 2 years after, because mom needs that extra support, right? She has to deal and with vitamins and minerals for her own body's machinery, but now a little ones as well. And most of these individuals start off depleted. So it wouldn't be outrageous to think that, you know, those ingredient dosages we need are that much more significant during this time period.
They are. And I do remind people that unlike medicines, nutrients are regulated via homeostasis, so that when we need more, we absorb and retain more. When we need less, we absorb and retain less, unless we're on a diuretic or an acid reducer that affects absorption. And it's like money in the bank. If you walk by the bank and you don't make the deposit, it doesn't get in the account. And so we have to show the body the nutrients that it can use. Let's summarize the nutrients. We were talking about minerals. Do you want to expand on the minerals?
Sure. Yeah. I think we so far had chatted about zinc and how it's important for our brain connections, the cortex, the limbic system. We talked about iodine and the production of thyroid hormone for metabolism regulation later on in life. We talked about B vitamins. And what else? We talked about phytonutrients, choline for brain development. We can touch on EPA and DHA, omega-3s a little bit more.
Good.
Because there's some awesome, you know, facts, right? Facts that we know, just that, for instance, dry weight of your brain is 60% DHA and amino acids. So those are essential fats. It's for nervous system development, right?
Yes.
The brain grows over 200% in the third trimester and then continues into the first year of life. Again, another plug for taking the prenatal packs, post-birth for the mom. So baby's constantly getting the nutrients it needs. And again, we need those omega-3s. They reduce risk of preterm birth. They can increase that birth weight for cognition and behavioral development later on, visual recognition, our memory. And then again, just for brain growth, eye, nerve development, and every membrane in our body, every cell membrane, is composed of essential fatty acids. So, you know, we really can't talk enough about those. We need so many of them. And sometimes it's really hard to get enough of the diet. Like, as you mentioned, Dana, most individuals need to supplement. And you'll be happy to know that the amount of DHA in the plus one packs is increased to 100 milligrams. So one gram of DHA alone.
Oh, that's excellent. That's mm-hmm. excellent. I'm very happy about that because DHA is so important in the structure of the brain. And
right.
EPA is certainly anti-inflammatory. And we can't do without them. We need them. And not everybody converts the precursors to EPA and DHA. It's not
right.
uncommon for people to lack an active delta-6 desaturase enzyme that can convert mm-hmm. the ALA to EPA and DHA. And
absolutely.
When we as humans have more flexibility, we do that. Cats don't. And I always laugh when I see flaxseed oil for cats. They can't do anything with that. But they're appealing to the humans who might be taking flaxseed oil. So this covers people who may not be eating seafood, may have allergies, may have low intakes, and this provides what the baby needs. Thank you for such a good explanation of EPA and DHA. That was helpful. And the genetics, I know that we have a lot of genetic information right now. You covered methylation. Would you summarize some of the processes that can interfere and prevent a good outcome? And I'm thinking you talked about methylation, sulfation, detoxification. That's something we see as prevalent in autism and certainly is problematic if people's disposals for toxins aren't working. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Are you speaking more about like phase two detox and
yes,
different
yes.
pathways?
Yes.
Nutrients?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's quite a few, as you mentioned, genetic variances. Some that are common, in particular, we think of are what we call our COMT, our catechol enzyme. So that's very important for phase two detox of many toxins, steroids, medications, hormones, especially estrogen. But it's also an enzyme that helps to metabolize norepinephrine, epinephrine, dopamine later on. So again, you know, we talked about how, you know, if you have one gene at the start of the cycle that could be not working optimally, it really could throw everything else off. And this is another example, the COMT. So, you know, there's things we could do for that. Again, Metagenics thought about all these things. They included lutein and zeaxanthin in the formula, not only because they're potent phytonutrients, so that's going to really fuel our good detox pathway, that 2-hydroxy, but it also helps with membrane integrity as well because of the antioxidant phytonutrient component. So, you know, we got you covered there as well.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good inclusion. That's what I like about this plus one, is that it's what I call a healthy stew for pregnancy, for conception, pregnancy, outcome of the pregnancy, breastfeeding, and beyond breastfeeding. It's very well put together. And for those who have tried to supplement with a single supplement, one singular tablet, it just can't be thorough enough. It's like putting a football team in a small VW car. You can't do it. And that's why I like the idea of the prenatal pack, because it covers the needs of pregnancy very well. And
yeah, absolutely.
And we're winding down, and I wish we had more time, Dr. Carullo. I always enjoy having you on the show, and I do want to thank you for being with us, and I look forward to another interview. This was excellent, a lot of good information. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. As always, a pleasure, and I can't wait to come back.
Well, good. And listeners, I want to remind you that Dr. Joseph Pizzorno has a book called The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. That's a long title, but it's important. And The Toxin Solution talks about eliminating the avoidable toxins, mitigating the effects of those you can't avoid, and enjoying a longer life with the Essential Health Guide from a pioneer. He is a pioneer in integrative medicine. And I also want to thank you, listeners, for joining us here on the Essentials of Healthy Living. This is a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. I also want to remind you about IQHealth.com so that you can find that, determine that blueprint based on your labs, your diet, your lifestyle, your genetics, and you can share that with your healthcare practitioners. It's a blueprint, and that is something that Village Green has. Please remember IQUHealth.com. And as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday morning. Hope you tune in next Sunday. We always have interesting guests. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary, we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more. That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.